It looks like we have Astrid. Astrid, can you hear me? Are we all good?
Yes, I can hear you.
So explain to our listeners quickly the amount of security you were having to go through just so you could make this call.
I think it's my own problem because I had to plug in a new computer. So I plugged everything out thinking that I was going to make order in the wires, and it's actually quite complicated. So I plugged it all back the old way.
Okay.
it's the beauty of technology advancement.
And sometimes the curse of technology advancement.
Yes. Yeah, I was joking.
Cynical. Now, the bio that I have on you says you're a doctor. Are you a PhD?
I'm a PhD, yes. And but I have what we call, it's a German title called Privatdozent of medicine, because I've been at the Faculty of Medicine for 25 years doing research, public health science, but also, you know, research in the clinical. So it's a title that allows you to become professor.
And
to be professor.
Okay. And are you a professor?
I'm a professor of the Academy of Russia, Medicine Academy of Russia, because we have here in Switzerland only 40 years of votes to women. And you have to know that the Faculty of Medicine has only 15% of women professor. So I've been battling that, and I have been denunciating them and whistleblowing also there in the universities for not promoting women. And I can tell you that at least 5 men have passed in front of me with much less CVs than I have, even false CVs.
Okay, so but you've been working for the WHO, though, the WHO.
No, I have 12 books. I have 2 of the books have been done with WHO. I have a WHO credential because I have been working first on the program on aging when I was head of the Swiss program on aging, with WHO extensively creating the Geneva International Network on Aging. But then they took me back from the Ethics Committee for 4-year term with the Director General Board. And that's why I can talk to you about ethics too. But it's also with the International Alert and Response Unit in WHO pandemic. So we had a preparation course. I was really contracted with university and WHO to work on how we prepare, how we monitor, how to teach. And we taught for 3 years. Even 4, I did one in WHO Europe in Denmark, too, of course. So I know what's going on, but I also know that what's going on is absolutely not what was decided by the International Health Regulation, which is an obligation of member states. They have signed after SARS-CoV-1 that it's health security, but it's not health dictatorship. It is how do you defend your land so there is no pandemic coming in. When it starts in China, and then 6 months later, it comes to your country. In this case, we had a pandemic standardized everywhere in the world at the same time, 16th, 15th of March. You know, the lockdown. So it's not. So I started whistleblowing. I started talking about it and explaining something's wrong.
Okay, so again, I'm going to base some of our conversation on your conversation with Dale Bigtree from last week. And I know a lot of people were contacting you after that. Did any government, any WHO, any UN stooges, has anyone reached out to you and go like, hey, you need to button that down, Missy?
No, but you see, I know the diplomacy of WHO and the United Nations because I was in many committees, also as a academic NGO, but also as an expert, and I know that I can explain things, and I don't feel any danger to explain to everybody what's in front of their nose. Everything I'm saying is in front of everybody's nose. You can see the documents, and that's what I did with Big Dell Tree. I gave massive documents, and everybody can go and search. And, you know, it's all in front of you on the websites. But the problem is to put the dots together and to explain and to make sense. So I did with Dr. Rainer Füllmich, the international lawyer, that is actually one of the key, you know, he's also a lawyer in the U.S. And in Germany. So I did with him 2 sessions on United Nations, and I think I'm only one of the only one. I can't believe that in this whole United Nations, nobody is speaking up. I'm like, did they kill them? Or, you know, I don't understand. I don't have any feedback from my friends. So I don't know. I think there is anesthesia because they're all so afraid. Suddenly, they understand that the United Nations has been occupied by corporate markets. It's merchants of the mask, the PCR test, which is not valid, as you know, because the PCR is a technology, but it is not a diagnosis. The inventor said very clearly, CDC also, it is not a diagnostic test. And everything you see is based on that. So the PCR also is wrong. The vax is also a merchant. They're making money on everything they have produced, the lockdowns, the closing this. Then everybody has only focused on the mask, on the PCR, on the vaccination now. And this vaccination is not a vaccination. It's a trial. It's just a therapeutic essay. And they have changed the rhetoric into it is going to be the only way to treat you and prevent is immunization is equal to vaccine, which is equal to something that has been validated. It has not been validated. It has been authorized as a trial, a research with informed consent, with normally ethical framework, which you don't see at all. And it is crazy. There's already so many deaths. You know, normally in a trial, after 10 deaths, 20, you stop. Everybody knows in the news. Now, nobody knows in the news. It's censored. The death toll is censored. The scientists are censored. And that's why I'm speaking up, so people can go and look at what's going on. In Europe, the ultra-vigilance is now up to 19,000 deaths and more than 2 million serious secondary effects. And what's happening now is that in the units of emergency, I have doctors who they are talking to me and they say, oh my God, I'm not getting this jab because we have only people who are vaccinated in this trial that have so serious effects that they are scared now. So there is a change and a shift at the moment. And I think CDC censored the number of deaths. Just today, I saw the news from a friend in the US, and I was like, oh my God, they are censoring now the data on deaths. But everybody starts in their family to know someone who got vaccinated and who has serious problems, getting blind, getting heart attacks at, you know, young people.
Let me go back with Astra Stuckelberger here on the Mike Church Show. Let me go back to where you started with Dell. I want to go back to 2012. And you said at the time when you were first working at the UN that they actually had a committee that was dedicated to ethics. And that they took ethics, they actually had ethics, and actually, and it may shock American viewers, our U.S. viewers, to know that the U.N. actually did take ethics seriously once upon a time. But as you told Dell, you sat there and you watched them dismantle the entire apparatus for enforcing and encouraging ethical conduct among the people that were working the U.N. Can you tell me about tell our viewers about that?
Normally there is a committee in every research, in every scientific committee, there is an ethical board for research. There is not an ethical board for behavior of people in the United Nations and how they behave. So I had looked into the commandments, which are the Secretary General, the UN DESA, the UN Director, you know, Social Population Unit, and I did not see any ethical board. Someone said, yeah, you know, if there's a conflict with an employee, there could be some ethics. And so they are actually, you know, they have nothing there. But for research, they had this international research ethic board, which I was part of for 2 terms. It's the maximum as an independent reviewer. And I saw that it was working very well. We had research. We had a pile of research to evaluate. I found it very interesting. It was for all over the world. But it was already very clear that were clear but ambiguous, that there were some firms, and that was before 2010-9 when Gavi came in force, when there is a conflict of interest, which means that a company is selling something like a test or something, this is refused. You cannot be a support to a merchant of medication or treatment or this. So it was very ambiguous sometimes, because some members were for, some no. But when I was there, at least until 2008, there was nothing that was accepted with a trial with clearly a merchant, I call them. But after that, when I think it has been unrolling very quickly when the international health regulation came into force in 2012. Gavi had already, Gavi is the Global Alliance of Vaccine Immunization. And that's Bill Gates, but Bill Gates also has Bill Gates and Melinda Foundation and has many other Ponzi schemes. I don't know if I can call them like that, you know, to exist in different areas and in the different boards. Now he has a tent storage in Geneva. But in 2009, he signed an agreement. It was a foundation first on the Swiss law. In 2006, July, they made a foundation. Then in 2009, it became an international organization, which means they had a new status that Switzerland had never done before. Yeah, strange. Okay. And total immunization. So this was the first step, putting himself at the same level as international organization. And then in 2012, they deployed the global vaccine plan, the global vaccine plan of WHO, where clearly they adopted also Gavi as one of the leaders of coordinating this plan, which extended from 2012 to 2020. And there, the international health regulation course that we were supposed to keep on, you know, for 10 years, with the group of Georgetown, me, Pretoria University. I was for the University of Geneva. And they suddenly said that we have no funds anymore, which is not normal when you know what's going on. And what they also did is I had a course on the Global Health and Human Rights Summer School for American students in the University of Geneva. And I had a whole week on international health regulation where somebody came from WHO, a consultant, Bruce Plotkin, I can say it. He came to tell me that I am forbidden to teach international health regulation. And at the time, I did not understand. Of course, I opposed. I said, it's freedom of teaching. This is something very good for you. You should even teach it. And we had kind of a very funny lunch. But I kept on. But the university stopped. And university is, if all the academies, Professor Maculo said that, the academia is not ethical anymore. The journals have been bought by Bill Gates or others, and also there is no ethical framework anymore. So we are not even able to teach. So this 2012, 2020 was the whole plan deploying, and up to now, and they even made a road framework for the future that they put down. And those who want to understand this, it's called SAGE. It's a special advisory group of experts doing a roadmap for vaccine immunization. It's called SAGE.
SAGE. What an irony.
On word. That's the ethical reversal of values. They say they do equity and they will vaccinate pregnant women and children, and because they have never been vaccinated, and that's the perversity of the values they have been instilling.
Now, I'm drawing heavily because I don't know you very well, and I haven't read a lot of your work, but I'm drawing heavily from what you told Dell. I want to go back to something that you and Dell talked about, and it was the difference that you made between a vaccine and immunization. That what these people are talking about is a global immunization. They want the world, the entire human race, immunized, correct?
Yes, correct. Why? Because they changed the definition of immunization. Because, you know, immunology, we all have an immune system since the medicine has started. Everybody knows we have a natural immune system. If you had a cough of COVID, you have your immune cells. You have already your antibodies that you can measure, in your blood that you already had, and you are immunized. Well, they don't recognize the memory of this immunization, and they say that the only immunization with COVID will be a perpetual immunization. Immunization meaning vaccination. So it means that they have superseded the definition of immunology by saying the only immunology is herd immunity by vaccination, not by natural. You know, the children in school, I know this as a mother, they came back with a cold and everybody was sick except my son, which means not everybody is sick in the family.
Right.
And he has a very good immune system, but the others have this immune, IgA, you know, many factors you can measure. They already have it in their blood. We have it. We don't need the vaccine. A vaccine is there only if there is no treatment and if you cannot prove the immunity. And we should prove them that the pre-screening has to be done by a doctor. That's what Dr. Simon Gold says. Before any trial, participation in a trial. And we have to believe in our health. We don't have to prove that we're healthy. We have to prove that they are not healthy, and not with a PCR, but with a sequencing of the genome and something serious with doctors that are serious.
So in the United States, the CDC, I don't know how it is with the WHO. And now, are you in Paris or are you in Geneva? You're in Switzerland.
No, I'm in Geneva, but I collaborate very much with the French.
Okay.
So I've been on the film.
Okay, I read the definition in May of last year of what the CDC and the FDA put out of what constitutes a case. You must have three things. One, symptoms. You got to have a fever, you got to have a runny nose, you got to have a cough, whatever. Two, you must then be examined by a competent physician. A physician, a doctor assistant, RN, RA, etc. Three, then you proceed to the testing level, and if the test confirms the first two, then you're considered a case. So how is it that the WHO and the U.S. government says that we had at one time 18 million cases worldwide and not a single one was ever seen by a doctor for their symptoms?
Very good. That's good. You have a critical analysis. That's excellent. It's right. It's exactly right. They have changed the protocol of deciding when someone is sick with a technology that they had tried already. Dr. Drosten, which is, by the way, not a doctor. Dr. Filmisch proved that. He's a false, fake doctor. And he has already tried to put it in with Dr. Fauci. You know, the PCR is the only technology that can prove that you are sick from a specific strain, which is impossible. Because Carrie Mullis, the inventor, who was already fighting Fauci at the time, said we cannot do a diagnosis with PCR. And it is a research tool for things we don't know. And when we know, we can do amplification. But never before over 20. And every country has order to make amplification up to 45, which means you have a soup and you have nothing. You cannot prove. You know, so people think they're sick, they are confined. You know, now in Tokyo, some sports people cannot participate because they are COVID positive. I thought, that's crazy. They could have put salted water in their nose and they would have been negative. You know, so it's a joke. It's a scandal, because it's also another thing that's important on ethics is that this is a private data. It is a protection of data, PCR. It is something, your diagnosis is private. If you're sick, you don't need to tell the world. I mean, it sees if you have a drilling nose, but it is a private. Also, to get the vaccination is private. You don't need to tell anyone.
So do a saline rinse. I guess you could probably use contact lens solution of your schnoz before they jab you with the test, and you'll come back negative.
You shouldn't get it. You shouldn't get it because there's lithium in this. Not only the jab, but you know, in the PCR test, they have put some things in there that you have to go and look at.
Now in the test, there's something in the test.
Yes. A group of University of Almería in Spain have published that they have found iodide graphene, nanoparticles of iodide graphene, massively in the vaccination trial and in the PCR test and in the mask. And this iodide graphene is material that is nanoparticle. It's not due to be in the body. And it is clogging the blood. So now we have to reanalyze with engineers of graphene dioxide that this is the problem. This is really the problem. And we have to detoxify quickly everybody with, I think, glutathione, but also there are other treatments that you can apply because they're going to, you know, get heart attacks and clogged up and thrombosis just because graphene is clogging up all your veins and on top of the spike proliferation. That's where we stand today. It is a bioweapon.
I want to, you're the second person I've interviewed that said bioweapon. Dr. Peter McCullough said bioweapon. You said bioweapon. I've heard Del Bigtray say bioweapon. I've heard Dr. Zed Zelenko with the Zelenko protocol has said bioweapon. So understand that we have friends and family. My daughters, both, against my wishes, begged and pleaded, both went and got the jab. Both of them. And now I'm sitting here going like, okay, I need somebody like Astrid or someone else come along, how can they detox? Can you ever get rid of this? We'll talk about that in a minute. I want to go back to Gavi. Folks, and I want you to understand the scam and the plot here. In 2011, the Rockefeller Institute had its big hoop-de-doo end of the world, end of the human rights conference. They published a paper. You can still get it on their website. Brother Andre Marie and I did an entire show on it. Scenario number two is event 2020 that the Gates Foundation pulled off in November of 2019. That's scenario number two for the Rockefeller Foundation and their report. Everything that they said would happen in that report has been put into motion. Here's the coincidence that Astrid can tell us a little bit about. In 2011, the report comes out. In 2012, Gates has elevated this thing called the Global Alliance on Vaccine Immunization, Gavi, gets elevated to a carte blanche status in the WHO, and then it is ultimately, and correct me if I'm wrong, Gavi is ultimately now a puppet sitting just below the top level of the UN, right? Or are they at the top level?
You know, in science, we try not to make assumptions, so it's a hypothesis that is very strong. It is because all the commandments is today, they are in one of the Secretary General and the World Health Assembly papers as the ones coordinating the global plan of vaccine. So that's what they are in the papers. They're also in the papers of the World Bank, Gavi and WHO together signed a contract called the International Finance Facility Immunization for Immunization, IFFIM. You can look into the Google. It is signed in 2005-06, the beginning, and actually it is a montage that has started to go higher and bigger and bigger, and member states contribute massively with money. And where does this come from? Is it our tax? Question mark. And now this IFFIM is related to the CEPI, the Coalition of Epidemic Innovation, which is all the member states. You see the Ponzi thing? It's a montage, like an architecture of bubbles that work together. And this CEPI with WHO, World Bank, Gavi are doing the COVAX. It is the coordination of the vaccination worldwide. But if you look on the, I just looked now on the website of Gavi, you can see COVAX co-leading, Gavi is co-leading COVAX, the vaccine pillar of the access to COVID-19. It's gone. COVID-19 is gone. Tools, accelerator. They're accelerating. That involves coordinating the COVAX facility, a global risk sharing mechanism for pooled procurement and equitable distribution is very important to everybody, means, of COVID vaccine. And then you learn more, the preclinical 184 vaccine, preclinical, phase one, 35 vaccine, 32, 40, you know, and go and look, in use 17 vaccine. It's all under the same group. It's the same people making money in bonds, action on the stock market. They are playing roulette russe and casino with people. People's life. That's what I said to Rainer Fürmich. It's the only way to look at this with a bit of distance, and not because otherwise emotionally you can really be sad of what's going on. People should wake up. They can go and see themselves what is going on and make the dots that they are part of a plot and, you know, a game, and they should just get out of it quickly and heal now so we can save them now, you know, detox.
Astrid Stuckelberger is a health scientist and a researcher. She's published 12 books. I had 10, but 12 books. Are they all in French or in German?
Some are in English, okay. But I'm preparing more, but I don't have time to finish, you know, the translations, and we are preparing with other people. I have a report also for Quebec that we are translating. It's a public health expertise of the pandemic. So I'm one of the key four experts for a trial against Quebec government. Because they have, and in there you can see everything. So if anybody wants to translate it, send me the translation. I can validate it, and we can distribute this to the world. The same with Professor Perron, who's the medical expert, and Professor Toubiana Laurent, who is a doctor. He is the demographer who proves that there is no more deaths in 2020 than any other years before, like you have Professor Ioannidis, John Ioannidis,
Ioannidis of Stanford University, Hoover Institution. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, he's fantastic. He has proven to the world there is no more death in 2020 than any other year before. And this gives you to the family, wake up. Wake up, there's no more deaths. So what are we talking about now? They said the deaths have diminished in January. So why do we do vaccine for something we did not die from? More. You see, so you can put the puzzle together with everything we are saying, those who have understood what's going on, and you understand. It is very clear. There's a sense of coherence and logic in what's happening.
Now, there's a couple of figures that are at the center of all this, and the name keeps coming up, and you'll see it everywhere. Bill Gates. Why is Gates involved? What's obvious, he has a very well-known relationship with Marina Abramović, who is Satan's high priestess. We know that he dabbles in the occult. Now, this is not conjecture, because the Gates Foundation was going to put a show on in Los Angeles this in August of 2020 featuring Marina Abramović. It was going to be a big online Satanist thing where you could ask her to cast whatever spell you wanted. It was sponsored by Microsoft and Bill Melinda Gates Foundation. They didn't have it because of the corona doom, okay? So we know of Gates' affiliation with, he dabbles in evil. We know he's with Epstein and hanging out with the world's sickest and most twisted people. The man's motives are not pure. But what is disturbing, it's disturbing. He's at the head of this Gavi group. This is him. Now, Astrid, I want you to tell our listeners and our viewers, please. You said that in Geneva. Now, why is this happening in Switzerland? I thought we could trust the Swiss. You said that in Geneva, there is a 10-story building that is just about empty, but it's Gavi's building. What in the hell do they need 10 stories for?
Yeah, well, I don't know if it belongs to Gavi, but the Swiss government has signed that they support this building. So I don't know the payment exactly. But it is the Global Health Campus, and this building is you can go and analyze. The two top storage are Gavi. Then the second, the third from the top is Roll Tobacco Malaria, which are clearly in the secretary, in the director general report of WHO, says that they want to immunize everybody against malaria, TB, AIDS, even Ebola. So this is the third line is that, and then there is UNITAID and other NGOs, so to say, or international organization, who will take care of you because they will do the test, because you get the doctor, medical doctor is out. did you realize that the doctor has gone?
Yes,
from
the doctor's gone, right.
It's technology. Why? Because Bill Gates has Microsoft. And do you know that Dr. David Martin, a patent from the USA, should get him on the show, he says that it is not, this vaccine has been patented before, and it is a modelization, synthetic modelization on a computer. It is not a vaccine. They should not have given him the patent. And I'm like, I don't understand this, but it is fishy. And he has really said that it should never have gone through the patent. So it means that what I get, as an analysis from that, I'm not a computer freak, it's clear that Microsoft is on computers, on modelization of technology, and they have used this technology to make a vaccine that is technology embedded. It is, and that's why we find nanoparticles of ioxide graphene, and I'm sure there's more. I invite anybody who does engineering of electromagnetic fields to go and see what is in this, because it has. We still don't see. Maybe they have made a black mass on the vaccine. And with electromagnetic fields, you can measure a lot of things, spectrograms, and that's what the Spanish have done. So there's a lot to do there, but it's definitely not something that has antibodies that are normal. They are synthetic, and they're machine. They're nanorobots. So they go in, and the spike is actually replicating in the whole body. It's proven now by doctors and scientists who do autopsies, because you know that autopsies are forbidden.
They had them in Japan. They did three in Japan.
Oh, okay. So when you do it, you see that there is something wrong in the body, that the spikes are all over in the tissues, in the bones, in everything, in liquids, and that this spike is attacking the tissues and the all the plumbery, we make it easy, the plumbery of the body. So the more you wait and the more you have jabs on this trial, the more you're in high risk of have a serious secondary effect. You can see it in the blood. Go and get a blood sample. Look at it on fluorescent microscope or electronic microscope. Even a doctor from Switzerland told me that they took a microscope with black screen in the back, and they could see graphene in the blood of people vaccinated. So the research now is to take vaccinated, non-vaccinated, people have to do their independent research. And that's why I'm talking, so that people can have ideas of how to go about to find more science, and can invite them on the show.
Okay, so again with Dr. Astrid Stuckelberger. Astrid, there's a lot out today actually on what you're talking about. And our listeners in our little chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat, I have a PhD in the corona hoax, all right? I started way back in February of 2020. I smelled something was wrong, and I started reading. And the first thing I found out was, wait a minute, in the Lombard region in Italy, this is the most polluted region in all of Europe. These are all manufacturing plants. So air there is putrid, and it has a very aged population and a very high rate of immigrant population working in the factories. Guess where the immigrants came from? Wuhan, China. So it only made sense that they used this as the cause. Salabra, that quack from the London College, Ferguson, that quack used the stats coming out of Lombard to say that we extrapolate, the whole world's going to die, we're going to have 4 million dead, there's going to be 10 million in the U.S., et cetera, et cetera. You said to Dell Bigtrees, you said, Dell, this is the first time in the history of the world where a pandemic was global. It's an impossibility. It can't happen. You can't have a globe infected with a little tiny virus all at the same time. Talk about that for a second.
Yes. Yes, every epidemic and every pandemic, even locally, can only, follow a certain pattern that we know normally, and it cannot go from Wuhan to the United States in a second. And the same day, in the 3,000 and something emails of Fauci, by the way, there is one email, I don't have the number now here, but there is one email where he gets the order to lock down on the 15th or 16th of March by a Chinese, but it might not be, we don't know the hoax, the fake face of everybody. But he had an order, and this order is worldwide. So this it's not possible. And in no pandemic of under international health regulation, which exists in 69, was SARS-CoV-1 is an example. I wrote an article for the Italian from the north in Acta Biomedica, where I compared SARS-CoV-1 and SARS-CoV-2, how it unfolded. And SARS-CoV-1 took 8 months, 24 countries were infected, 700 deaths and about 8,000 plus seriously sick people. That's normal. This is, it makes sense. 24 countries, but not, and that was 8 months. And we, in 1 month, the whole world is locked down. I mean, no, they say it started in 2019 because we don't have the case zero. We don't know where it started. That's also a very strange thing. Normally, we know where the case zero start. But if it was end of December, that's what they say, the alert and response from WHO. End of December, after 3 months, everybody was locked down in March. That's not normal. And it is actually in the international health regulation to say, no, we don't lock down. This is the last thing we do because it cuts the economy. And the idea, and we, the business people, the business organization like IATA, the international flying, the aviation,
right,
of international IATA, was also there because they're part of medicine and is not only about doctors, it's about organizing the health system. And for them, it was imperative that we don't stop flying because their economy is going to break. Well, not only they thought to stop, but the governments were paying for them to stop. And that's what they did in all the countries. You stop, some businesses were sponsored so that they don't shout, you know. And so you see how the money gambling, you stop here, we pay you, and they pay doctors to not treat. They took out the treatment that worked. They were sent, you know. So you analyze this logic in the way we are talking about it. It's logic.
Follow-up question. Do you think that they already had the basic component, the makeup of what they're calling the vaccine? Was that already done? Was already made? And all they were doing was basically trying to simulate enough tests so that this thing could be unleashed. What say you?
Well, yes, there are proofs. So I'm not giving an opinion. I'm just giving proofs that Moderna had already signed a contract for a vaccine of COVID-19 in December. I received it. So Moderna, and we can look at the others. Another sign is the bottles where the vaccine is put in. I don't know how you call it. They were ordered in Germany from a firm in October, November, and it's millions of little bottles, you know, to put the vaccine in. That was in November 2019, October. They produced millions of those little bottles specifically for this vaccine. Why? Because it has to go in a very cold temperature. So we know, I don't remember the name, I'll get it next time. I have a paper on this. You can go and look and everybody can find. This is premeditated immunization. We just have to put the facts together and we see that this and also the plan of simulating the pandemic, not only the Rockefeller Foundation one, but simulating pandemic was also in autumn 2019.
Event 201. Event 201,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
The Gates Foundation.
Yes, yes, yes. And what is worrying, I invite everybody to go and see the sparse pandemic simulation from Johns Hopkins University, which, by the way, is part of this. And this sparse, it is in front of your eyes. It's predicted, it's planned for 2025 to 2028, sparse pandemic. It is the same rollout. So we need to disclose at least how it works, you know, that everybody sees in front of their eyes and anticipate. That's how that is one of the key of anti-manipulation of narcissistic perverse. I heard from a specialist. I really like that. In front of someone so evil, if you have indifference of emotions, don't give them the pleasure of your emotions. Describe what their plan is and anticipate together. So this is something to do all together. And I think that people are waking up now because there are deaths and there are family, you know.
I want to talk about the most famous doctor in the world now and the biggest quack that there is. This man is, who knows how many hundreds of thousands he's responsible for their deaths during his lust to concoct a vaccine for the human immunodeficiency virus, HIV. I'm talking, of course, about Anthony Fauci. It is well known that that the HIV virus was being transmitted, and that it was not going to be possible to concoct a vaccine for it. That didn't stop Fauci from the experiments. People have written books about this. I mean, how this guy is not in jail or on trial at Nuremberg and then hanged is beyond me. But in your conversation with Dell, the subject of Fauci came up because they have to have lead men. They got to have men that they can stick out there that look like they're authoritative and are supposedly they know what they're saying and they know what they're doing. But this man is a disgrace to the medical profession. He's a quack. He's a quack. He doesn't practice medicine. He practices some sick form of mad science. Yet he's out there, and there are Anthony Fauci's. There's one in the UK. Macron is listening to some quack in France. There's one in Germany. All your big UN countries, we have these doctors that are seemingly running the show. And as you told Dell, why isn't the UN having a meeting? Why aren't the countries in the UN going like, we want to start our country back up and we want to stop talking about disease?
Your question is why are they not standing up, the counties?
Yes.
Why? It's very simple.
The UN is not doing anything. The WHO is.
Okay, so my it's a hypothesis that the whole world is like that. But I have found, with the help of others, that the countries are not countries. They're not governments. They are corporate agencies, because the Switzerland is registered in Brussels. France is registered in France. I did a podcast with Germ War in South Africa. I said that to him. I said, so where is South Africa registered? And one of his followers found out. He said, yes, in New York, under the name of a company, South Africa is registered. Then I got all the South American countries are registered in Washington or New York. So the corporate agencies are directing us, the population. And this is where that's my hypothesis, but it's a fact that the members of a government, if you become president of, Hawaii, let's say some Costa Rica, and you have to probably sign something that makes you a member of the corporation, because I know this is where I've not seen this, but what I see is they're signing things with Gavi, like if they are a corporation, allowing them without the vote of the democracy, because we're very democratic in Switzerland, that they can give a total immunity to Gavi. And so they're taking decision on behalf of people. And the only way, this is what they're doing now, they are in the chain of command. Someone is commanding to them to lock down. Someone now is commanding to them to do a passport of vaccinated people and to say that the non-vaccinated people are a horror and are not nice and kind because they're a danger for vaccinated people. And they should feel guilty because they are not vaccinated. And, blah, blah, blah. So all the countries have the same rhetoric.
Yes. Okay.
So it's a chain of command. The UN has become a chain of command.
It did make sense, and this is why there are patents to the name COVID. And I believe Fauci has one of the patents, right? Okay, question. I have questions from our listening audience. Is that okay?
Okay, sure.
Is there a compound called luciferase or luciferas, and is it in the vaccine?
So it has been found in some vaccines. I cannot tell you more because I'm doing a report now with two other experts on the vaccines, but it is in one of the vaccines, yes. And it is supposed to, I have to laugh because it's so ridiculous. It's supposed to be able to see if you're vaccinated with fluorescent device. So if you're vaccinated and you have luciferase, they can see, like when you go to the discotheque, they can see the fluo color.
If they shine a black light on you, you'll glow.
Yes.
Oh, this is fantastic. Okay. This is creepy. Yes. I want to go back. I have a radio host here, friend of mine who's in intelligence, and he's worked for the government agencies. The first show he did on this radio station back in 2015 was about nanobots. And nobody believed him. And he said, I'm telling you, the CIA, the American government, they've already invented these. They're already using them. And they're going to use them in we thought for good. Mm-hmm. Well, they can go in and they can find a hole in an artery or whatever, and they can plug it or whatever. You said that there are nanobots in the in the immunization or the compound. How do we know that? Do you see that under a microscope? How do we know that?
No, I'm doing a hypothesis because the field of regenerative medicine, anti-aging, which has a lot of technology in it. But what I saw, there is a Moore's law called Moore's law from Intel.
Moore's law. Says, I know it. Okay.
You know it. It's very interesting to understand what's going on. He says that technology is growing exponentially in advancement, but I'd add our minds are linear. And the medical community minds are linear. They think there is a treatment for this, there's that. This means the military, the space research are way ahead of us. And normally, in a normal time, it dribbles down into medicine. But in the last 15 years, it has been very stagnant. It has not become a medical feature to help people. And we know that nanorobots exist. We know nanoparticles. So I'm just inviting people to go and look and research, because we don't have any measurements of nanorobots. I asked a company in, which I'm part of in California, to the engineers, can you tell me how to measure nanorobots in the blood and in the vaccine? So they started to tell me a thing complicated. So I still don't understand, but I'm inviting people. And if you invite someone, tell me, because I'm very interested to understand what we, how we can detect nanorobots. And we will find something. You will, I'm sure. You will see.
And by the way, you, I talked to Dr. Peter McCullough. He's the one that told me about the autopsies. There were three done. One man, two women. They were done in Japan. And we're told that whether you get the death jab, that within a couple of days or whatever, there's nothing there, not even at the jab site. There are no antigens that you would expect to find from the vax, from the shot, the jab, whatever you want to call it. Not only do they find them at the site, but they found them in the prostate and in the ovaries of the men and the women that they did the autopsies on in Japan. So this got these people talking about, well, why is it in the reproductive organs? Why is it going there? And of course, that then fuels the hypothesis of speculation. Gates has been talking about population control since since the 19th. Well, his father was talking about it. Hell, he was the head of the UN on population. He was the head of the conference of the UN on population control, Bill Gates' dad. There's stuff in this vaccine. How come we don't know? Why isn't there independent research and analysis, as you were just talking about, of just take a vial of this crap, throw it under a microscope, do some tests, you know, look all scientist-y and stuff, and tell us what's in it.
A show of one of the key person in RNA medicine, RNA, the founder of RNA vaccine, and he said something very interesting. He was in a group podcast, and he said that, and I heard it also from here, other Alexandra Henriot-Code and others, that the spike protein has affinity with the receptors of the reproductive organs and the bone marrow, and that the hypothesis that they were doing, what is his name? Anyway, they can develop cancer. And this is really a danger, a risk. So when you have a risk, you stop. It's a precautionary prevention. The other thing with the jab that doctors here have told me, and now it's all over the world, is that you get electromagnetic frequencies that are abnormal. And again, you need devices to measure the electromagnetic frequency. In medicine, you have the electromagnetic scan, but we don't have the measurement. So it's like if they've been putting on the side. Now we have to come back to that because it can heal people. But you put the phone and it would stick to your jab hole. But not only that, the head of Health Switzerland, Dr. Durcher, he told me that he has also, and he showed me pictures, put it on the artery that goes to the heart, and the phone was also sticking.
Oh, good.
And that's not normal. So it means, and then in the autopsy, they find that the spike have proliferated everywhere in the body. It's not just here, which it should stay around this area. It's in all the tissues, the veins, the arteries, and it's all the plumbery is clogged up with graphene, with this. And this is why people have to really, you know, wake up, go and get detox, go and take care of your fluids, has to have to clean up.
Now
it's too late.
I want to talk to you as a doctor, with Dr. Astra Stuckelberger. And when I say doctor, I mean as an MD. Yeah. Maggie, can you find the Hippocratic Oath Code that Eric Bowron read last night on the TV show? You know, we all know the Hippocratic Oath Code, and we think it's one line. First, do no harm. No, there's five other lines. I didn't know this. There's five other lines, and when you read the other lines, you go like, wait a minute. How could any doctor that had any doubt whatsoever prescribe this vaccination? And I'm going like, these people's diplomas, their certifications as board-certified medical doctors, they're quacks. They violate the other four precepts of the code. And one of them, the last one, is that if I know that something previously has caused injury or harm to a patient, then I will not repeat that. You got thousands upon 10. You said, what, 90,000 dead in the EU from the jab?
19,000. Yeah, well, and 2 million of serious effects.
Well, there are
like being blind, having really terrible diseases.
So five parts to the Hippocratic Oath. Five parts.
Yeah.
Not one, How are these people still doctors?
You know, doctors have been bought into the system since years. I realize even at the Faculty of Medicine, teaching students is they did not want to me to speak about prevention or regenerative medicine or vitamin C in intravenous IV because it can heal a lot of diseases. And so I was attacked because I was trying to show another medicine. So it's been years since the faculties of medicine have become, you know, sickness that the doctor is only with machines. He makes a diagnosis and treatment. It's with his computer. He finds which disease. So it's become a technocrat like they want him to be. And the art of medicine has disappeared more and more. That's one thing. Then the other thing that I'm shocked about is that they are bought into the system. The universities and academias have received massive money from Bill Gates Foundation or Gavi or another of this Ponzi scheme to make labs of vaccine. They have sponsored them. I don't know if they signed contracts in behind, but they are promoting propaganda of vaccine on the TV within the back Pfizer, Moderna. This is non-ethical against the code. And that's the first thing. The other thing is data protection and informed consent.
Right.
The informed consent has to be an informed. It is a trial. And people don't know. They have forgotten that they are Kobe. They're on a trial, like the little rats in the lab, you know, and they're not informed about the consequences of what is the content. The dioxide of graphene has never been described as being in it, for example. So already there, they should stop, or they should start looking at what they're injecting. So informed consent is wrong. Data protection, everything we do is private. You keep your diagnosis for yourself. You don't need to go say it to the world.
Right.
you the vaccine the same. And so they're not, and then they're accepting money against jab and money against PCR. We have proofs in Switzerland and everywhere in France. So I think that's one, and the other one is ignorance. They've forgotten what is science and methodology. And the directors of the hospitals, university hospitals, are threatening to put them out. So they'll have no job tomorrow and no reputation for today. But tomorrow they will be heroes if they get out of the system. And they're really afraid. So I give them credit. And they have, you know, my brother is a doctor. I have two nephew doctors. They got vaccinated. And I have compassion because I'm like, when they will wake up, I don't know what's going to happen. It's really, and he's vaccinated the whole family except my children and me. But
and my daughters, as I told you. So to review, this graphene oxide is showing up. That's a fact. That's not debatable. Don't give me any of your silly little things that Fauci or whoever your Department of Health director told you to say. The graphene oxide is showing up. Then today, and I'll show you.
Someone went to film it, so I know that by sure, yeah. Oh, producing symptoms, yeah.
So I had this headline earlier from Robert F. Kennedy Jr. We also know that the good guys, the men and the women that are out there on the front lines like you and like Dr. Shimon Gold, like Dr. Zed Zelenko, like Robert F. Kennedy Jr., I mean, this man's father was almost president. He's the nephew of a president. RFK Jr. does not do this stuff lightly. And if you go to his website, everything is very well researched and documented. I always look for footnotes. And RFK Jr. always has footnotes. And he's been out there ringing the bell for decades now about the triple vaccine cocktail and the effects of young boys with the autism spectrum. And it's only gotten worse. And RFK Jr. says, if this isn't stopped, this is another disaster that the pharmaceuticals have manufactured. And then we also have this one today, Astrid, and I'll just show you this headline here from Bill Sardi at... yeah, it's at Lou Rockwell, but I'm trying to find it in the pile. Well, here it is. So there's this other story out here today about what's in. So I asked you earlier what's in the jab. Well, Sardi says there are trillions of spike protein gene packages in each jab. Trillions. So if there are nanobots and if there are spike proteins in here, how is it even possible that these quacks can go on television and say, oh no, this vaccine is going to cover the Delta variant. Is it going to cover the Gamma? Is it going to cover the iota? Is it going to cover the theta? Where does this lie end? It doesn't seem to be any end to them propagating and just building upon this lie, this fantasy world, this deadly fantasy world that they've created.
Well, you know, everything is the same logic. It is they should stop the pandemic. There is no pandemic. They should stop the jab because there are deaths. And they keep on doing that. And not only that, but they're lying. So, you know, it's like a child in a family. How do you educate a child and he's lying? So what do you do? But now it's not children. It's governments lying. So it's the reverse. You know, it's the parents lying to the children. And how are you catching a parent when you don't have the means to do it? I think the only way is that we all get together, that the media like you are doing an incredible work, and to get out of this system. And what we're doing in France and is with the League of Vaccination of France, with Jean-Pierre Audier and Virginie Arrojo and Rainer Filmisch is supporting us, we ask for the stop of the experimental campaign. It's not just a vaccination. A campaign, experimental campaign. It has never been done before. And criminal. That's criminal. And we have started a court, a commission of investigation on this, of citizens on this jab, international and French. So anybody who wants to join forces, we have to do an investigation commission of citizens and collect all this data, collect also all the lawsuits that have been rebunked. You know, there is a lawyer in Ontario who really did a very good report to the and attacked the government of Ontario. He got rebunked. Like, we don't even accept what you're saying. So even the judges are bought into the system,
yes.
Which means we have to do our own court. We have to do our own court. And we have to ask for retribution, because what people don't know, and then they will have the tilt in their mind, is if you do the jab, do you really think that this experiment is going to be paid? Who is going to pay your secondary effects? Nobody, because the companies have said we will not pay for the secondary effects in Europe, at least, and the world. So who is paying and why? This is not ethical, by the way. In every trial, the person doing it is responsible of the secondary effect. So this, they have really, and the health, the life insurance are getting, pulling out. They're saying if you die from the vaccine, the jab, or the experiment, or the COVID-19, we will not pay your life insurance.
I didn't hear that one.
This is all over Europe. I have friends in Paris and lawyers, and they said it is a big, big problem with insurance. You can go and ask insurers what they're doing now. Because the hecatomb, I don't know if that's an English word, hecatomb, the people falling dead is starting to happen.
Well, we're
people sick.
Okay, so we're going to close with this. You promised me an hour. You gave me an hour. It's been a great hour. Let's do it again and keep this ball rolling. And I will try to get Dr. David Martin on because so many people are talking about him. So we began talking about Gavi. Let's go back over who are the principal players here. What you need to know is the United Nations is basically just a beating of corporate board members now. The governments that are attending, they're not really countries any longer. The United States is printing all the money for the world. We're the biggest corporation. The United Kingdom, you just name your country, they're basically corporations now. You can see, people may be wondering, well, all I got to do is go down to the store and they give me the jab for free. Nothing is free. You will pay ultimately. Someone is paying for it. And now they're talking about openly, Pfizer and Moderna are both saying, well, it's not going to be enough to just have your two jabs. You're going to have to come back at least once a year and get a booster shot. This is madness here. This is for a disease. They couldn't even engineer a disease that could actually kill people. So the fear was manufactured. The pandemic was manufactured. But they had all what I like to say, Astrid, is they had any good military campaign. This is a war. Prepositions the assets. They had the assets in place. Now, they have assets in place they haven't pulled the trigger on yet. You might notice that none of these clowns are backing down. Still a pandemic. We're getting ready to hit into the fourth wave now, we're being told, et cetera here. You're right about citizens doing this. and about people that are willing to just think just a little critically and just look at this and go, okay, stop looking at it with rose-colored glasses that your government loves you and cares for you. They don't. After World War II, it was decided that there was not a single court that could possibly prosecute all the war criminals. So the then nations did agree on the war tribunal that was held in Nuremberg. Now, I've already seen reports of some people like yourself, I don't know, maybe you even signed off on it, saying we need a new Nuremberg. Is that something? I don't know if you're familiar with that, but I did read the story maybe 2 months ago.
Yeah, you see, I've been part of the discussion if this is possible.
Okay.
Because this is a world thing. Before, it was just one country, or it was the World War II, like, no. But now, it is the Code of Nuremberg is very important. Article 7 was put after where they realized they did not arrest the real portrayer of the crime. So I think it's Article 7 of the Code of Nuremberg was added to say, make sure we are next time going to, you know, catch them. So the Code of Nuremberg is valid. It is where is it? It was placed outside of any institution after the Second World War.
Okay.
What happened? And that's the trick. What happened? What they did? They created an international court of justice, of criminal court. And where is it located in the organigram? In the United Nations. So, you know, so it's impossible because the United Nations is members and they have occupied all the presidents and ministers and this. So we have to do it outside. It is a new court. We can call it another name, but we will apply the Code of Nuremberg and all the other conventions international that apply and all the constitutions of the world. You see? So we have to do it outside. And call it another name.
And by the way, yesterday, I didn't mention this, but I think Ron Stafford did during the newscast. Yesterday was the 75th anniversary of the Geneva Conventions. I didn't know that. So the Geneva Conventions went into effect like 75, 78 years ago. Yesterday was the anniversary date. Okay. Astrid, I see you have a website. It's astridstuckelberger.com, correct?
Yeah, you can write me through that. I have to update it because it's very... Oh, I don't have time to update it. Because I didn't want to show, you know, all my videos on this, so I tried to do a YouTube. So, you know, you get very disorganized in what's going on, and I have a lot of requests. I can't answer everybody, sorry. But, you what? Know, we're going with what's happening.
I'm glad you answered mine. and like Dell, because we've been kicked off of every other medium, we own our own medium. We'll broadcast this at our pleasure.
That's what I want.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we'll broadcast this at our rebroadcast it at our pleasure. So we'll do that. We'll stay in touch, and I'd love to have you back. And we'll pray for your safety because now they know who you are.
Well, no, but it's okay. I'm just saying what is in front of the nose of everybody.
And that's where we began. You saying, "This is in front of your nose."
Just look. You know, that really everything I say can be documented. I'm just putting dots together. And I want to, before we start, first, that people think that if someone lies to them once, twice, are they going to really believe them on and on? Because this is what the second, that's a very important message, is they are the next step they're going to do is your children. Your children are at risk because they are coming with ice creams in the schools in Canada of 10, 8 years old. Mm-hmm. With, you know, ice cream, it's hot. You want an ice cream? Yes, you want? Well, you can get it for free, but you get a vaccine. My parents are not there. Yeah, it doesn't matter. You know, you don't need the consent of your parents. So be very careful what is cooking because it's happening here. And the second is that they're forcing vaccination on people at work. In the hospitals, I think in the U.S. you can be more protected because Texas has filed a suit against the hospital who wanted to vaccinate everybody. So this is we have to get into a citizen court and really get all those cases together and reorganize the world in a new way out of the system. It's absolutely fundamental.
Okay, that's
so, I stop.
that's the next. Well, we're doing we'll work on that together. We all cooperate. She is Dr. Astrid Stuckelberger. Astrid, thank you for being so generous with your time. I will publish this audio, easy to download, video, and make it available. So I will share it with you so that you can share it as well. And then we will continue the conversation. Thank you so much. God bless you. And again, I pray for your safety because these madmen.
Don't talk about it. If you have a higher energy, nothing can happen to you. You have to be detached. You know, I have no fear. I'm a Viking. I'm half Norwegian.
She's a Viking.
That's why I put the poster. You're protected. You know, you're protected by higher realms.
Okay, so next time then we'll have you on a Wednesday because that's Odin's day. Most people don't know the word Wednesday is Odin's day. That's where
it's Mercury. Yeah, so it's the mind and the
there you go. All right, Astrid, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. We'll God bless everybody.
God bless you. We'll talk soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right.